Good morning. Welcome to a Friday morning, Island Issues. I'm Harry Blaylock with Louis Tenorio. Good morning, Louis. The tongue's here, but the brain, maybe the brain is willing, but the tongue's not able. Maybe that's how it goes. Well, at any rate, it's a Friday morning, and this is probably the interview that I've looked the most forward to for, man, I don't know how long, maybe forever. Something tells me this is going to be my favorite interview. So let's welcome to studio. First off, we'll bring in Walt Goodrich. Good morning, Walt.
Morning, Harry. Welcome back. Thanks for having me here.
And Walt, I'm going to let you introduce the guest and tell me a little bit about who they are, and then we'll kind of lead into the interview.
Okay. I have with me in the studio Chunyu Wang and Mei as a translator.
Okay.
And Chunyu is a garment factory worker, or was a garment factory worker here on Saipan. And Mei is going to translate for us. But Chunyu had the experience of coming to Saipan in 2000 mm-hmm. and worked at several different garment factories. And I met her about 2 years ago in, 2006. And over the course of that time, I had an opportunity to get to know the Chinese experience here on Saipan.
Okay.
And as a writer, I recognized a really unique story that had never been told before. So I encouraged her to start to write down some of the experiences that she had working in a garment factory for the purpose of putting her memoirs together, writing a book. And that's what we did over the last year, got together and transcribed her recollections into English for the purpose of writing a book. So for the first time, we're here to announce that released just last month is a book entitled Chicken Feathers and Garlic Skin,
okay.
Diary of a Chinese Garment Factory Girl on Saipan.
And we'll get into where that title comes from in a few minutes. So
we may want to let people find out for themselves.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So,
okay.
But a couple things that I want to point out here about this. And you brought the book by earlier this week. I think Monday, did you drop it off?
Yeah.
And so I took a look and I started, you know, paging through the first couple pages, just reading. And once I started reading, I really couldn't stop reading. And so I plowed through the whole thing, finished it up on Tuesday. And it was just one of those kind of books where I wanted to know what's happening next, you know, what's the next part of the story.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a Clive Cussler fan. I like John Grisham, that kind of stuff. And to me, this ranked right up there with it as far as interesting, attention-holding, and everything else.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I really thought it was that same caliber. Cool. Now, in reading the book, I've been here 13 years.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of things with the garment factories. I've had friends who've been managers of, unfortunately, none of the factories that were mentioned in the book. Okay. They're managers of, but
okay.
I've had friends involved in the industry, and so I've gone through several tours. I've been, you know, on factories, gone into them. I've seen things, and yet I had no clue about some of the things that were going on or the conditions or some of the things that were talked about in this book until I read it.
Right, right. That's one of the things I wanted to do is to give, you know, a lot of us outside of garment factories, which is the majority of us who don't work there, get our information from the media, we get our information from, you know, newspapers and radios, and obviously in any situation there's always at least two sides to every story.
Right.
And in talking to people here over the years, I've realized that there is an untold story, and there's a reality that occurs within the factories that we would never hear about. And it is rare and it is unusual for the story to be told, because generally the workers in the factories don't get the voice. Either they don't know the language or no one takes the time to actually, you know, really interview and find out what is really going on in the garment factory. So it's something that I'm proud to be a part of, even if it does make a few people unhappy.
Yeah. Well, but, such is life.
Right.
You know, it's a part of life, and the garment factories have been a part of life here.
Right.
And frankly, I think the story needs to be told. What was it like? Mm-hmm. What happened to them? One of the next things that I want to comment on is the fact that
one thing I would say is that just based on what you said, it's not all it's not an unhappy story in the sense that the book is not an expose to, you know, to cause another.
Right.
One of the things I wanted to get across, and that Chunyu also wanted to get across as well, was the fact that there is a different perspective. And though we may, you know, if depending on what you read about it, you may have a completely negative view about garment factories from top to bottom. But when you hear the experiences of the young ladies and men themselves, you realize that there is another side, and that there is hope, there is opportunity, it's not that people are forced to come here and work. There is actually a betterment of lives that occurs in a lot of different ways from them having, you know, been here.
Yeah. And knowing that you kind of worked with her on the book, you did a lot of the translating work and found words that worked from Chinese to English, and that you kind of helped with it. When I first started reading, I'm like, okay, so is this going to be like just a Walt's version of whatever? But as I read the book, I forgot you existed.
Right.
This was like sitting there listening to Tune and just having her tell me the story.
Right.
And that's exactly how it comes across.
Thanks.
So
that was the intention.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what you get, is you get the intention of having a factory worker just sit there and tell you her whole story from start to finish.
Right.
So, okay, well, let's get into the interview a little bit. And May, you're going to be translating for us.
Sure.
So I will ask the questions, and I'll try and slow down a little bit so Chun can actually understand the question. Chun, the first thing I want to ask about is, when you came from China, how old were you? And tell me, what made you want to come to Saipan and leave China?
That time I was 25 years old. I like come to Saipan because I here Saipan work money better than China.
Sure.
And I never have been Saipan. I want to see also other country how to look like. Mm-hmm. So the important reason is I like to make more money. That's why I want to come to Saipan.
Sure, okay. So it was a money factor.
Yes.
That made you decide. In China, you were already married.
Yes.
Already had son.
Yes.
How hard was it for you to leave China with husband and son in there?
It's too hard because I got 1 year, one time pay the money. And every month we didn't have enough money to pay the food or electricity, everything. So
I think that's something most people don't realize is in China, if you work for a factory that is government-owned factory, you get paid once a year.
Yeah, some factory like
that. So you have to save your money and make it last for a whole year until you get paid again.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult, I assume.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
Every month we didn't have enough money.
And your husband, same, only paid once a year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So by coming here, at least you get paid more often, have money to send back regular?
Yes, every month we had paid two checks.
Two checks a month.
Yeah. Yes, two checks.
Okay.
So the money coming, very happy.
Yeah, right. Now, in reading your book, your marriage, not happy.
Yes.
Problems with husband, didn't really get along, not great marriage.
Yes, that's okay. Also the reason I want to come to Saipan. Sure. I want to get away from them.
Yeah, I understand that. But son, very hard to leave the son.
Yes, very hard. Son always miss him.
I'm sure, yeah. So when you signed up for this job and you went and you took tests, that was a big thing for you to go and take tests to see if you would qualify to work in garment factory in China when you took the test initially, the interview. Go ahead and translate if you need me.
他就说你在中国不是来之前得考试吗？
是不是很难通过那个考试？是啊，嗯，是很难，一般都是几百个人当中挑一个吧，好两个。
Yes, it was very hard because probably they will choose one or two among 100, maybe 300 people.
Wow, yeah. Okay. So a lot of competition for these jobs on Saipan. So in taking this job, wages, even though many people look at Saipan wages is very low, and U.S. government, Congress looks at Saipan wages very low, says we pay too little. But compared to China, how much were you making in China compared to what you made when you came to Saipan?
就说在美国很多的美国人以及美国的国会员都认为在塞班的工资特别的低。那么说就你来说，就塞班的工资跟中国来比，是不是就是高的很多？是啊，塞班拿中国来比是高的很多，因为那个时候一块钱可以换八块钱的。
That's a lot higher than the money in China, because at that time $1 can like exchange to like eight RMB.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you got ready to come here, what did you know about Saipan? What did you think Saipan was like? Did you think this was in America, not in America?
就你来Saipan之前，你认为Saipan是美国还是不是美国？
我认为是美国，但我真的不清楚到底是哪个地方，只听说这个
岛。I thought it was U.S. Actually, I didn't really know where it was. And,
okay. So didn't realize small island in Pacific.
也不知道是个小岛。
No. I didn't know.
Did you have ability for internet to go online and investigate, look at things about Saipan or no?
就是那个时候有没有在网上查过？就你们查过
？No, at that time I didn't have internet. I didn't know about that.
Okay. Another thing that a lot of people maybe don't realize is the fact that you had to buy a job to come here. You had to pay a recruiter and pay them so much money just to come here to work.
Yes.
Is that common? Did most girls have to pay recruiters to come here to work?
Yes, most of we have pay a lot of money.
Okay.How much money?
Depends. Different place, different price. My place is $3,500.
US dollars.
Yes, some pay $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow.
Depends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And who gets that money? An interesting thing I learned also, Harry, is that as the garment factory started to close, that price went up.
Up?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Because it's now more of a,
Even though the time of employment would be shorter, you
still
pay more.
People would still want, whatever time was left. So.
Right. Okay. So who got that money? Did the money go to recruiter, go to factory? Who got money?
他这个钱给谁了？
那有那个公司嘛？他有的是那个叫什么？像中介一样的。
而且we pay to the recruiter.
Okay.So did the recruiter keep all the money, or did they only get part of the money, and part of the money went back to factory? Does she know how that worked?
她你知不知道那个钱是中介公司得了一半呀，或者说是跟那个其他人分的，还是怎样？
他们有的是得了一半，有的是一大半。他们有好多。
Some of the recruiters they got like half of it, and some got most half of it.
And where did the rest of the money go?
那么剩下的一半到哪去了呢？
剩下的一半嘛，他也许都厂里边，因为我们买机票了什么的，他到时候我们回家的机票都是厂里买的，
okay.
其实就是我们自己的。
The rest part went to the garment factories. They used the money to buy ticket for them when they need to be repatriated.
So, and this is something that for years has been denied. The garment factories have said.The money was only for recruiters, that the garment factories themselves didn't get part of this money that workers paid for initially. But part did go to garment factory then.
就是因为很多年来，就是这些制衣厂的人都否认，就是这些钱他们从来没收过钱。
就是他们不让这些工人去说，如果说了，他马上就不给他们签合同了。
可能didn't allow us to talk, otherwise they will like get non-renewal.
Yeah, okay. So, $3,500, a lot of money for a girl in China to come up with, I'm sure.
Yes.
How did you come up with that money?
Some we have to borrow friends from friends, and if friends don't have, we have to borrow from the bank.
And banks would make loan for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long did it take to repay that money then to friends and banks?
Maybe like...3 months or 4 months, depends
okay.
if we have overtime or not.
Sure.
If we have a lot of overtime, we can pay it quickly.
Okay. So when you came here, what factory did you work for when you first came?
Mirage.
Mirage,
okay. It's my factory.
When you first arrived, tell me what it was like coming here, what your thoughts were when you landed on Saipan. Did you like Saipan, not like Saipan?What did you think of garment factory?
就是当你刚到塞班的时候，你对塞班的印象是怎样的？你是喜欢呀，还是不喜欢呀？
我刚来塞班的时候，真的说一点都不喜欢，好像感觉那种很穷的那种感觉。
I didn't like Saipan at all when I first arrived, because it looks to me it was really poor here.
而且天气非常热，一点都不适应。
And the weather here is really hot.I wasn't used to it at all.
Mm-hmm. And no air conditioning, I'm sure, in barracks.
没有空调吧，宿舍里？
我的宿舍是没有。
Yeah, we didn't have air con.
Okay. And as I recall, it was like 8 people to a room with one fan?
Yeah. And a small fan.
in small room.
Yeah, small room. Big room, but small fan, only okay. one fan.
Wow. And bunk beds. So one person bottom bed, one person top bed.
Yes.
Okay.
We always fighting with one fan.
And yeah, you mentioned that girls that had already been at factory don't like new girls that come in.
Yes.
Is that pretty common?
Mm, always get jealous, not friendly.
Yeah. And why is that? Why not friendly? You're all in the same situation, all paid money to come here to work. Why not be friendly?
There's something they came to here. It's a long time. They didn't want new girls come.
Okay. Huh. One of the things that you mentioned in the book that I found interesting was line monitors. In a garment factory, many different jobs. You have girls that sew on the line, do jobs, packers, different things. And then you have hierarchy of bosses, different bosses. You have small monitor, big monitor, factory owner, factory manager. Mm-hmm. And some of these different positions, you had to pay money for various things. Sometimes if you wanted a better job, you had to pay the money. If you wanted a renewal, you had to pay the money.
Yes.
Even after you already paid money for a job in the first place, now you're paying again to other workers.
Yeah.
What kind of things do they want money for? What kind of, how much did you have to pay and what did you pay for?
They,
他就说你在下班就说你要想换一个不同的工作的话，你得付钱。比方说你第一个工作付了钱，然后你要另外换一个工作又得付钱。他现在问你付那些钱干什么？为什么要付那些钱？有的人是想。
干活的时候舒服一点啊，或者没那么累啊，加班多一点啊什么的，反正。Cause
we pay that, we want to have a better working condition and more overtime.
Okay, so if you want overtime, which is where you make most of your money, you have to pay line monitor to let you work overtime.
It's the same way. Pay the money,
他就说你想更多的加班是为了挣更多的钱，你为了挣更多的钱，你还得付钱，是不是？有的人，那有的是，有的班长啊，老是找你麻烦嘛，他们也是想没有想免掉这些麻烦啊什么的，所以说他们想就想巴结他们。Cause
the line leaders, they always come to you and make trouble, give you hard time. So we pay them to avoid those problems.
So the line leader just can make your life miserable just so they can get more money out of you.
就说他故意把你就是找你的麻烦，那么你就会给钱给他们，是吗？对对，他们就是这个目的。
Yeah, that's the like purpose of doing that.
And this is common. All factories you worked in, kind of same situation?
Same situation.
Yeah. Wow. So it is supposed to be based on best workers get overtime because you want the best workers more productive, but that's not the way it works. Sometimes laziest workers get overtime because they pay monitor.
Yeah, that's why I get the people angry and jealous.
Yeah. So how much money do these monitors make from bribes from workers?
Sometimes they make money them. Big than the salary.
Bigger than salary.
Yeah.
I think much bigger than salary from what I read.
Yeah. Also easy.
So how many girls in one line?
Some line over 30, sometimes 40, different.
30 to 40 girls in one line.
Yes.
So you have one monitor watching one line.
Yes.
It's kind of the boss for that line. Mm-hmm. And so the monitor asks for how much money from each worker if you want overtime? $500?
就是你要想多加班的话，那个组长他找你们要多少钱？有时候
sometimes 500, sometimes 300, sometimes also more 500.
More than 500.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And how often would that happen? Once a year? Once every couple months? How often do you have to pay that much money?
Maybe two times 1 year.
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
So twice a year, a line monitor asks you for $500 or $300 so you can work overtime.
Yeah.
Dave,
they wouldn't read from, of course, I wasn't there, but they wouldn't really ask. But there's an you understand
sure.
that's what you you
right.
have to do. You know, no one really comes out and say, okay, your bill for the day is for the year is this, but you kind of know.
But you know that if you're a good worker, you're productive, and you don't get overtime, you know there's a problem.
Right.
And so you know what it takes to get the overtime.
Because there's a tradition that you come into, so you
yeah.
understand, and you know the other girls may tell you this is how it works.
Then when it comes time for contract renewal, and your job is going to be renewed, it's supposed to be you've already paid for this job, so you should just be able to renew if you want to stay and keep working. But that's not the way it works. You have to pay to get renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And how much do you have to pay for renewal?
那你延期要付多少钱？有什么一千？
Sometimes $1,000.
$1,000.
那个时候我从那个就是律师堂刚出来的时候，那时候工作不好找嘛，我就付了一千块钱跟刘大妈，一人付了一千块钱给那个韩国那个瑞福的那个女的，我们才找到那份工作。
I paid $1,000 to a Korean lady to find a job at a Korean factory when I left Mirage.
Okay. So just because you left China and got here doesn't mean you're done paying people to buy jobs or buy favors or buy overtime. Still continues on Saipan.
Right.
Seems like even more.
他说你从中国来之前就付了钱，看起来好像你到塞班以后，不是说付钱那个事就了了，到这里还得不断的付钱。是啊，是。
Yes.
Right.
And I think this is something most people didn't realize. Most people think that, you know, they're working, they're paid a fair wage, there's monitors here watching things, and when I say monitors, I mean the international monitors from the Government Oversight Board and things. And none of this stuff was reported. Nobody knew that line monitors, that factory managers, and not just money. Sometimes, you mentioned girls working in offices, and they're expected sexual favors for their position for their boss, from their boss.
Yeah.
他就说你们这些工人要付钱给这主管什么班长，那些在办公室工作的那女孩子有时候还要跟那个老板有关系啊，什么才能在那儿待着，是这样吗？嗯，一般的他们都在办公室上班的女孩子都是跟老板都有这么意思。Generally, all the girls who working at the office,
mm-hmm.
they have kind of affair with their bosses.
That's how they get the office jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, many more things I want to talk about. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back. But some of the things I want to talk about when we come back are getting sick in a garment factory. What's it like when you get sick?
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to go to the hospital? Do you have to pay your own medical expenses? Mm-hmm. What do they do in the garment factory? And so some of these things that I want to talk about, because again, most people have been led to believe that garment factories take care of all the health needs, they pay for everything, everything's taken care of for the girls. That's not the impression I got after reading the book. So we'll talk about that right after this.